With the Battle River Crowfoot by-election heating up, several of the over 200 candidates have been on the road making their pitch to the voters. One such candidate is Grant Abraham, running under the United Party. Abraham was in Castor for a town hall on July 10th, and in Hanna for another on July 28th. "I'm not one of the 200-person-long ballot crew either," said Abraham. "The only person that long ballot benefits is Pierre Poilievre, despite how it's being presented, because he has the greatest name recognition." Abraham notes that his campaign is a serious one, standing up for truth and liberty in Canada. Continuing, Abraham noted that there has been too much pandering by Alberta to Central Canada, fueled by Supreme Court activism. "We have a system failure that's coming to this country," said Abraham. "I'm blown away that we're not talking about in this nation the actual threats to the nation." According to Abraham, the threats he refers to are former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's reference of Canada as the world's first post-national state, the COVID reset, and the rampant foreign interference in Canada's political system. "I'm definitely running because we're being betrayed," said Abraham. "It's not just about money, it's about culture, values, traditions, and what our real country is about." Abraham describes Canada 1.0, his term for the country's current political system, as fundamentally broken. "To move Canada and Alberta," says Abraham, "the only option is to separate and do away with the embedded electoral imbalance." While Abraham doesn't believe Alberta should join the United States, he notes that Canada in general should move more towards the value system of a constitutional republic, similar to how America is set up. On healthcare, Abraham says that the issue has been heavily politicized due to the federal system of equalization, when in fact, healthcare is a provincial matter. Looking at defense, Abraham notes that Canada has a proud tradition of military service, but that the military has been gutted by successive liberal governments. "I think we need to restore our military," said Abraham. "I don't think 2% of GDP is even enough." As a lone MP in Parliament, Abraham says he will be a voice for the riding without being beholden to a party line. He noted that many MPs can't actually speak about what is happening behind the scenes because they are muzzled by their parties, and he won't have that issue. For more on Abraham's platform, visit unitedpartyofcanada.ca.